Hi everyone, it's LA. So someone told me yesterday to stop repressing who I am and embrace that I'm African. And I thought that was pretty weird that the person said that because I didn't feel like I was repressing who I am, and I quite didn't understand what embrace being African is. And upon further exploration of where, and this person, my very good friend, is a man, I could see, I now had a better understanding after a few back and forth with him why he said that. But because I am not subscribing to what actually favors him as a man, an African man, to him, I'm repressing the culture and who I am. So it started getting me thinking. I kept thinking, and at first I was a little bit, just in shock that someone that is very close to me sees me that way. I started thinking more about it, and then I went, okay, I see. If there was something in the world that favored me, I would promote it. And anything that is questioning it or going against it, I would not really be a fan of it because it won't favor me. And that's what I'm hearing. Even though my friend doesn't realize it, the African man privilege that he gets to enjoy and has now been part of his norm. For example, the African man, especially towards the when who they perceive as a younger woman, whether it's African or not. They go into this, they assume a position of you have to advise the younger person. The younger person has to be respectful and ask you what to eat or cater to you. Yes, I think we should all be respectful to each other no matter what, but not because you're an older African man. It's not a given. Just because you're in a fact. As a matter of fact, an older African man doesn't mean I have to respect you. It's still something that has to be earned, but we have to be respectful to each other no matter what. So the respect has to come to me as well, as equally as I'll give you respect as a human being. And then it's something that it's to maintain it has to be earned. The conversation also went into culture. Is our culture to do this? Of course, the Nigerian culture, the woman kneels to the man, serves him food. I know there are many westernization that is happening now, and it's not as firm as before, but it's still there. And even if the woman is not physically doing it, the sentiment is still there. It's like this weird thing that I observe amongst my friends that are supposed to be educated and enhanced in the way they think, but it's there. And when I question it, then I'm not respecting the culture. But why would I respect something that is disproportionately not fair to me? Or I have a young daughter that I'm not going to teach her that, to accept that, because it doesn't make us the most enhanced version of ourselves. So today begins my new journey of probably saying no to culture as a whole and unpacking it. And I have been practicing sort of just picking and choosing which one's gonna be beneficial to me and make me a better version of myself. When I say beneficial to me, a better version of myself, not puts me in a position to take advantage of others. Then I will keep those parts of the experiences from different places, could be culture, religion. However, I am not going to subscribe to one culture, no matter what, especially if the packaging itself has so many areas that I don't believe in, that doesn't make me a better version of me. And that's sort of what I would just like to open our minds to with this sharing today, is to take the idea of this is our culture and really look at it and look at who's promoting it, who's propagating it, who's benefiting from it, and what parts of it really work for you as a person and what parts really don't work. They just assign to you to accept as the status quo, usually by the people that are benefiting from it. So that was just what happened yesterday. Hope you all had a nice Memorial Day weekend.